From the Daily Upside, why prediction market ETFs got stuck in an SEC rain delay. Thankfully, we didn't take out that event contract on the launch of the first prediction market ETFs this week. While there's also been a surge of ETFs that offer exposure to potentially complex corners of the financial markets in the EasyTrade wrapper, prediction market ETFs would come with their own unique set of risks, including the fact that they could essentially go to zero should an event not happen. Prediction markets have surged in popularity thanks to event contract trading platforms such as Kalshi and Polymarket that allow yes or no bets on everything from when traffic at the Strait of Hormuz will return to normal to who will win American Idol. As we previously reported, exchange-traded funds from Granite Shares, Roundel, and Bitwise filed in February with the Securities and Exchange Commission were expected to come to fruition this week. The SEC's rule stipulates that ETFs automatically become effective 75 days after filing unless the agency intervenes. No dice. Wall Street's watchdog is reportedly delaying the launches and seeking more information about the fund's mechanics and disclosures. This sounds like a rain delay, said Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas. It doesn't sound like some permanent problem. The SEC has moved away from the regulation by enforcement approach implemented with Gary Gensler at the helm. When it comes to the prediction market ETFs, Balchunas said it's likely the SEC is making sure T's are crossed and I's are dotted regarding disclosures. Since this is a very disclosure-oriented SEC, he said the agency is probably asking the issuers to further explain the disclosures and how much annex around exposure and a yes-no market will work. When ETFs are simply following in the footsteps of others in a category, you'd be less likely to see a delay like this. Under current Chair Paul Atkins and the Trump administration, the agency has adopted a more relaxed handling of product approvals. Last year, for instance, it began allowing in-kind creations and redemptions for spot crypto ETFs, meaning the funds were no longer limited to just cash transactions. But these are groundbreaking products, Balchunas said. The SEC and Bitwise declined to comment, while Roundel and Granite Shares did not respond to requests for comment. Deja vu. The delays may have some issuers feeling like it's pre-2024, when firms were lining up to launch spot Bitcoin ETFs. But while the journey to an approved spot crypto ETF took roughly a decade, Balchunas expects a much shorter process this time around. The SEC just really wants to make sure they're comfortable because once you're in an ETF wrapper, you're ready for middle America, he said. The post why prediction market ETFs got stuck in an SEC rain delay appeared first on the Daily Upside.